Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Epidemiology and Public Health, Volume 11, and Issue 1. It was published on November 19, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Public Health Interventions for Cholera Control and Prevention, Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene, Wash Perspective. The authors are 1. Sylvester Chibuzi Aiza, from the Department of Microbiology, Faculty of Science, Bayelsa Medical University, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 2. Nsaikak Godwin Itum, from the Department of Medical Laboratory Science, Faculty of Basic Medical Sciences, Niger Delta University, Wilberforce Island, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 3. Olubunmi Oleyemi Halaka, from the Department of Biological Sciences, College of Natural Sciences, Redeemers University, IT, Nigeria. 4. Boris Chichibem Uwonchoku, from the College of Health Sciences, University of Port Harcourt, Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria. 5. Godwin Joshua, from the Department of Public Health, Meriam Abocha American University of Niger, Maradi, Niger. Abstract of the article. Cholera remains a significant public health challenge, particularly in endemic regions where inadequate water, sanitation, and hygiene wash conditions prevail. This paper focuses on public health interventions for cholera control and prevention. The study found that integrating wash programs into cholera control strategies is critical for reducing the disease burden. Robust evidence demonstrates that enhancing water quality, improving sanitation infrastructure, and promoting effective hygiene practices can significantly lower the risk of cholera outbreaks. Also, community-based approaches focusing on safe water sources and effective purification methods are essential for sustainable cholera prevention. Furthermore, targeted hygiene promotion initiatives emphasizing handwashing and food safety are vital for fostering behavioral change and minimizing transmission. While the challenges of implementing wash interventions in urban slums and refugee camps persist, successful case studies highlight the importance of coordinated efforts, community engagement, and investment in infrastructure. By prioritizing wash initiatives within cholera prevention frameworks, stakeholders can significantly enhance their capacity to manage outbreaks and safeguard the health of vulnerable populations. Finally, a broad, multifaceted approach to wash is crucial for achieving long-term cholera control and moving toward a future where cholera no longer poses a persistent threat to global health. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.